And sometimes when you're plowing, you plow one up.
What will build in the ground, I believe. And there were some kind of things that built in the pines over yonder. I can't call it, think what it was.
He said, yellow jacket?
Yeah.
The yellow jacket's not the same thing as a wasp, is it?
No.
They're different.
He's shorter, but his stinger's about as long.
What are the small insects that burrow under your skin and you itch and itch and itch?
That's a red bug. Chigger.
Which did you grow up here more? You red bug or chigger?
We used both of them.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of a chigger until I was grown. They were always red bugs. What are the insects that are green and sometimes brown and they hop in the grass in the summertime?
Must be frogs.
No, the insect that hops. You walk through the field and you...
Oh, grasshopper.
And then you said sometimes you use these little fish for bait. They're called...
minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of a room where it hadn't been cleaned?
Oh, spiderweb. Don't look up.
That's what I find, too. Well, is there a different thing that you call them when you find them outside?
No,
they're still
spiders.
You don't call it anything different outside. Mm-hmm. What's the part of a tree that's under the ground?
Roots.
All right. Have you ever used or heard of anybody using these for any particular reason?
Well, we use sassafras roots, maybe sassafras tea.
And then did they ever use them for medicinal purposes in any of them? Any roots? Did you ever?
Well, now, there used to be a root that they called yellow dock. That they said you could take the juice of that and make a salve.
Hmm. Did you ever do it?
I seen Mother do it.
Oh, really? What was the salve used for?
Well, it was used for a ringworm.
Well, I'll be. Did it work?
I believe it did, west of my recollection.
Well, I'll be. Anything else? Any of the roots that you...
Well, we used to get yellow root. That's a little bush goes 12 to 18 inches high, and that was good for sore mouth.
Oh? Hmm.
Chew the yellow root.
Hmm. What kind of trees are common around here that you might name some of?
Well,
I know you know
there's forest trees. Well, there's several kind of oaks. There's water oaks, there's Spanish oaks, there's post oaks. I know there's that many oaks, and then we have hickory and persimmon. And I don't believe we have a mulberry tree here on this place. And
any other hardwoods?
The pecan trees, of course. They're more or less cultivated. Well, I wouldn't say cultivated, but they are man. Set out, they're not native.
What kind of tree has broad leaves and the shed out at one time, the bark that kind of peels off?
A poplar.
And is there another kind that does that, that has some little knobs or balls, and with the tough wood that's used for chopping blocks?
Sweet gum.
Well, then any other kind that's really might use for, has long white limbs and scaly bark.
And that's, somewhere down the lower lake. Some call it seven bark, and some of it has another name. I can't think of it right now.
Is it a sycamore?
Sycamore.
What did George Washington cut down?
They said it was a cherry tree, I don't know.
You don't remember, do
you? I've heard a lot of different stories about it.
What shrub comes red in the fall and has, and it's poison to some people, it makes some people break out, and you see it going by the road a lot of times with those...
Sumac.